This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up is a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.
Christchurch is in for a real treat this Sunday when the Thai Society of Canterbury hosts the first ever Thai food fair. And there will be a lot more than just food on the menu: dancing, kickboxing, cooking. A whole smorgasbord of Thai culture will be on show. Joining me now in the studio to give us the details is Sari Lawler. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, the first thing I want to know, Thai food has been in Christchurch for many, many, many years. Why have you decided now to do a food fair?
Well, I guess the event itself is not just about food, and I reckon it's because we have formed the Thai Society of Canterbury recently, and we've been wanting to do something that would celebrate our culture and our food. You know, when you go around talking with people, if they like Thai food, usually you'd hear, "Yes, I love Thai food. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Thailand?" And you'd hear a lot of, you know, often you'd hear, "Oh, I've been to Thailand." So we want to bring the culture and the food and the people to the local community. It's not just about us. It's about us and the Christchurch community that we are in as well. So on the day, exactly like you said, we'll have food, lots of food. We also offer a lot of traditional shows. So we have Thai classical dances, we have Thai classical music, we have kickboxing, we also have a fashion show of Thai traditional dresses. We want to showcase more than 700 years of history of Thailand. We've got lots of influences from, you know, countries around us in Southeast Asia. We have influence from China, India, the Middle East, Europe back in the day. So all of these would come together. And we will present this in a neat little package, 10 to 4 on Sunday. And hopefully, entry is free, so whoever comes along would be able to go and grab some food, sit down, find a seat, and enjoy the show. So I think that's going to be a great day.
So there will be a stage set up?
Absolutely. There will be not a big stage, but there will be a stage. And I'll be emceeing along with another colleague of mine. So we'll just drive the show. There would be, I think we've got perhaps 8 classical dancers all lined up. And it will be exclusive just for this year. So all these shows we are planning for the next year to not repeat this show. So
exclusive experience.
I love the word exclusive. Exclusive for each year. So when we call it Thai Food Fair, of course, food is the draw card. But I want everyone to think of this as also a celebration of our culture.
Mm. Well, Plains FM regularly attends Culture Galore, the big multicultural festival that's on Maidstone Avenue in Ray Blanc Park every year. Mm. And often there is Thai dancing there. And I've always been so impressed with the gorgeous costume.
You must
come down. Beautiful, colorful dress.
You must come down.
Oh, I'll be there.
because we will also teach you a little bit of Thai dancing if you wish to join us. So we would do a bit of a demonstration, and we would like the audience to come up on the stage, or we can go down to you and we do a bit of Thai dance together, because it's lovely and it's very delicate and very, you know,
graceful.
Yeah, absolutely. So just looking at it, you'll enjoy it. But, you know, being a part of it, you probably will enjoy it just a bit more as well.
That's a pretty special thing.
Yes. Yeah, we're very excited about
and
it.
And music, will you have live music?
Absolutely. Thai classical musical instruments, which we have brought all the way from Thailand. You know, so you get to see a real live show with musicians and their musical instruments, and you can converse with them. We're going to ask them a few questions about how long they've been playing and how hard it is. Maybe they can show a little bit of techniques on their instruments as well. It's going to be great.
Mm. And of course, food.
Food.
How many food stalls do you have?
At the moment, I think we've got 6 different ones and drinks. We also have Thai herbal drinks for sale on the day. chang beer, if you like Thai beer.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
When you have spicy food, food that's full of flavors,
yeah,
most people would want to also have a bit of a drink, and Thai beer is famous worldwide as well. So, yeah, so we've got it all planned out, yeah. So it's going to be great.
Thai herb drinks, what are those?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know what it's called in English, but it's one of those plant that has jelly in the leaves. I'm not sure what it's
succulent?
Called. A succulent of some sort. That's why you have to come down.
Okay.
So we'll find out exactly what it is.
Yeah, check it out.
No, it will be great.
Now, you mentioned that the Thai Society has just recently formed.
Yes.
How recently?
It is early this year. Mm. We came together and we thought we are a big community now, perhaps not as big as some communities in the South Island of New Zealand. We reckon we've got at least 1,000 people in Christchurch itself. A majority of Thai people are in Auckland, so there's another society up there. But we think we're big enough and we're diverse enough in terms of the walks of life that we come from. You know, we're not always in the hospitality business. Mm-hmm. People know Thai restaurants, and I reckon we've got more than 50 Thai restaurants in Christchurch alone.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, you can go to
any suburb and there will be a Thai restaurant.
Or two.
Or two.
Or three. Yeah, but we also have people in the care industry. We've got doctors who were trained here. There's a lot of students here as well, you know, because this is such a safe and friendly society for people from Thailand to want to send their children here. So you'd see children in primary school, secondary school, and of course in university and language schools. We do have people in education, people who teach at higher education. Mm-hmm. So again, this sort of event that we want to, and also the society that we have created, is not just about connecting with the community that we live in, but also connecting people from Thailand or who have connection with Thailand in some ways to come together with us and continue to be part of the New Zealand society and not forgetting about, you know, the background that we come from.
Yeah, so, to celebrate your culture, but
absolutely.
Also to help each other, especially new arrivals.
Right, yeah,
because
that's a really good point.
It's a tough experience when you're new to a country.
Yes.
The language is different. The culture is completely different.
That's
so if there's
right.
a society that can help ease that transition and offer some support and information.
Yeah, a point of contact of some sort, you know. We do have our Thai temple in Marshland. It's called Wat Puttasamakhi, which is a good place for people to come to have that connection, that first connection before, you know, we can exchange information and introduce each other to some bits and bobs around the city or the community to go on to. The Thai society want to be that first point of contact for people as well. And we've already got contacts from people. I think recently, a couple of days ago, we had, I think he's a master's degree student from UC who have looked on our Facebook page and realized, wow, there's a representative of Thai group here. So he made contact with us and asked us questions about his research project. And I think that is a really good way for someone to get to come here and realize there's some help straight away.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's good.
If there is somebody with a connection to Thailand who would like to contact your society,
yes,
what's the best way?
The Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Absolutely.
All right,
Facebook page. It's Thai Society of Canterbury. Just search for us or just Google us and the Facebook page will come up. There's a representative who will always email you back, or, you know, when you send us a message, it would be responded to almost instantly because we all, committee will take turn looking after people who make contact with us. So we want this to be something that's keeps going for as long as we could. So the more people who join us and who make contact with us, the better. So we, you know, keep ourselves in the loop and keep it going and make it a fun and also a joyful experience for the committee as well as those who get in touch with us.
Wonderful. So let's give the details again about your fabulous event.
Yes, please.
On Sunday.
Yes,
so
please.
That is going to be at Raora Park.
Yes. Yeah.
And is that up near the Margaret Mahey end of the park?
You're right on there. It is corner of Litchfield and Manchester. So if you come down Manchester Street, you would see Margaret Mahey on the left-hand side, just mm-hmm. a street down from there, mm-hmm. you would see Raora Park. If you come down from, say, Ballantyne's, you just go straight and then look towards your left and you'll see. So it's not too far. There's also a lot of parking around the park, and I think some streets offer free parking on mm-hmm. Sunday mm-hmm. around there as well. And the weather will be fabulous. It will have to be fabulous. It's an outdoor event, yeah. and it's going to be a warm day from what I've seen this
yes,
morning. So
yes.
hopefully everything would turn out really well for us.
Just in case
yes.
the weather does turn,
yes.
Will it still be going on if it's raining?
We will have plan B. It will. Yeah, it
okay.
will go on. I think we are enjoying ourselves as well doing this, and we have put our best effort into this. Everyone has their own things to do on a daily basis, but this, on top of everything, makes it worthwhile to, you know, to want to do this and to do it well. So whatever happens, we're going to make it a great day.
I have no doubt. I look forward to being there.
Please
and
do.
Sampling the food
yes.
And the dancing
yes.
and the music
yes.
and the beautiful
and the
colors
Thai kickboxing.
I might just be a spectator for that
okay.
one.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sari.
You're most welcome.
For joining us today. And just to remind the listeners, it's
yep.
the Thai Food Fair, Sunday, the 11th of November, 10 to 4 p.m.
Yes. Entry is free.
Entry is free at Raora Park.
Thank you. See ya.
You've been listening to a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.